Macmillan Audio presents Dragon's Oath by PC Cast and Kristen Cast. Read for you by Caitlin Davies. Chapter 1. Present-day Oklahoma. Anger and confusion stirred within Dragon Lankford. Was Neferet truly taking her leave of them, so soon after the death of the boy and their goddess's cataclysmic visit? Neferet, what of the fledgling's body? Should we not continue to hold vigil? With an effort, Dragon Lankford kept his voice calm and his tone even as he addressed his high priestess. Neferet turned her beautiful emerald eyes to him. She smiled smoothly. You are right to remind me, Swordmaster. Those of you who honor Jack with purple spirit candles, throw them on the pyre as you leave. The Sons of Erebus Warriors will hold vigil over the poor fledgling's body for the remainder of the night. As you wish, priestess. Dragon bowed deeply to her, wondering why his skin felt so itchy, almost as if he was covered in dirt and grime. He had a sudden, inexplicable desire to bathe in very, very hot water. It is Neferet. His conscience spoke softly to him. She has not been right since Kelowna broke free of the earth. You used to feel that. Dragon shook his head and set his jaw. Peripheral events did not matter. Feelings were no longer important.